state where limited government is revered, the Texas legislature is taking up a slew of bills in what is now its third legislative session this year. The Republican-controlled legislature is looking at bail reform, an anti-trans bill, and this week it released the first draft of a new congressional map to redraw political boundaries. And Democrats and civil rights groups are concerned about partisan gerrymandering. Let's bring in Andrew Schneider, political reporter for Houston Public Media. Hi, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So break this down for us. This new congressional map includes the addition of two new congressional seats. What stands out to you?
Well, a lot of what's going on here is that the Republicans in charge of the state legislature are trying to counter the effects of the state's growing, increasingly diverse population. The maps would increasingly concentrate Democratic districts in urban areas and inner ring suburbs. The suburbs farther away from urban cores would be diluted by adding them to more rural counties with a lot more Republican voters. And as for those two new seats, one of those seats would be added here in Houston and the other one would be added in Austin.
Democrats and civil rights groups are worried Republicans will use redistricting to basically decrease the political power of Black and brown people, many of whom have moved to Texas in big numbers since the last census. How could this new map potentially do that?
Well, people of color accounted for about 95% of Texas's population growth over the past decade. And yet the new map cuts the number of Hispanic majority districts from 8 to 7. It also eliminates the only Black majority district. It increases the number of Anglo majority districts from 22 to 23. And it ups the number of districts without any racial or ethnic majority from 5 to 8.
Okay, Texas lawmakers are also working on an anti-trans bill that would restrict transgender student athletes from competing on sports teams consistent with their gender identity. That bill failed in previous legislative sessions, but what are the chances of it passing now?
Well, right now the odds look like they favor the bill passing. Previously, the bill kept passing the state Senate only to die in the House. But last Friday, House Speaker Dade Phelan told an interviewer at the Texas Tribune Festival that the bill does have enough votes to pass in the lower chamber. It still needs to go through the committee process, but by Phelan's count, the bill has close to 80 co-authors, and it only needs 76 votes to pass the House.
The Texas Senate also recently passed an amendment that would allow judges to deny bail to people charged with certain violent or sexual crimes. Critics are saying this bill would put more people in jail. Can you break down the argument here?
Right. Well, it's important to remember this would actually pair with a bill that already passed during the second special session, which makes it harder for defendants charged with a violent crime to get a personal bond, particularly if they're charged with committing a crime while already out on bail. Critics are basically saying the jails are already overcrowded, largely with people who are awaiting trial on violent offenses. And if you make it more difficult or impossible to bond out ahead of trial, they're just going to be stuck behind bars until their trial date. That'll make the overcrowding worse.
Andrew, overall, Democrats have been in opposition during these legislative sessions. The session in August was upended when Democrats walked out and some left for Washington, D.C. How is that playing out right now?
Well, I think that's more or less played itself out completely. I mean, it was actually this session in July where the Democrats walked out. They came back at the one that started in August. But there doesn't seem to be any additional energy for further walkouts. They seem to have decided that they've made whatever point that they were going to make. The main legislation that they were trying to hold up, which was the omnibus elections bill, has since passed. I don't think they're going to try it again with redistricting.
Okay, taking a big picture look, this is Texas's third special session this year. Already more than 650 new bills have gone into effect there, including the highly controversial abortion law. This is a state that prides itself on less government. I mean, the legislature typically meets every other year. What is the larger picture here behind this approach by Republicans?
Well, as long as I've been covering Texas government, the Republican approach has not meant so much anti-government as pro-state government. The Texas Republican Party has no problem asserting the power of the state against Democratic political entities, whether that means upwards against the federal government under the Biden administration or before it under the Obama administration, or downward against the large cities and urban counties, most of which in Texas are run by Democrats. So this is simply more of the same pattern that we've seen building over the last several years.
Andrew Schneider is a political reporter for Houston Public Media. Andrew, thank you so much.
You're welcome.